A Morehouse Parish jury has convicted Samuel Dale Turner of second-degree murder and a 2012 slaying. The jury returned the verdict in the fatal stabbing of 79-year-old Billy Wayne McCready, who was found dead in his Bastrop home. Sentencing for Turner, who was initially charged with first-degree murder but was indicted by a grand jury on second-degree murder, is scheduled for November 10th. Turner faces a mandatory life sentence. And at the time of the murder, Morehouse Parish Sheriff Mike Tubbs says that investigators believe Turner's motive was robbery. Tubbs says McCready and Turner were acquaintances. Top Louisiana State Police officials and the Speaker of Louisiana's House are visiting the Mexican border this week for a security briefing and tour by the Texas Department of Public Safety. The trip starts today and it will be the second Colonel Mike Edmondson has made to the McAllen, Texas area to discuss border security issues that affect Louisiana residents. The state police superintendent says illegal drugs, illegal weapons, and immigrants without official permission all affect Louisiana daily. Top officials from troop operations, criminal patrol operations, and SWAT aviation operations are also in attendance, as is House Speaker Chuck Clankley. Clankley says that besides being Speaker, he represents and lives in Southwest Louisiana, a likely entry for any criminals coming from Mexico through Texas to Louisiana. The massive sinkhole in Bayou Corn happened 2 years ago, and resident frustrations over the massive disaster continue. The collapsed salt dome caused the evacuation of 350 people. John Boudreau, director of the Assumption Parish Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, says most of those residents were offered a buyout from Texas Brine.
Probably in the next few months, that should start occurring. They'll get bought out and move on with their lives after these 2 years.
The sinkhole was created from a collapsed underground salt dome cavern operated by Texas Brine Company. The company and property owners reached a settlement earlier this year to end damage claims and buy out their properties. Boudreau says even now, resident frustrations over the incident continue.
But at least they're coming closer to some closure and receiving some money to move on with their lives.
He says the settlement should bring some closure to residents and help them move on. Scientists believe the sinkhole is stabilizing, but Boudreau is skeptical. He does say that it's been a while since any land has fallen into the sinkhole. A University of Louisiana Lafayette professor is conducting research to keep astronauts healthy. Dr. Ray Boudreau's research is focused on one of the hazards of extended space missions, that being bone loss. Eric Gill has more on the research.
Boudreau says the goal of his research is to get astronauts to Mars.
And what we need to do to keep astronauts healthy.
He says the bone mass of astronauts is reduced by 1 to 2% each month there in space. A trip to Mars, which could last 3 years, would result in extraordinary bone loss. Boudreau's research revealed astronauts' bone loss may be reduced with a specific exercise regime and by taking a bone loss treatment drug. He says this research can also help the bedridden and spinal cord patients.
The things that we're doing not only protect the astronauts, but they protect people here on Earth.
Eric Gill reporting.
This is KEDM News.